Welcome back to Praying with the Church's Texts, Praying with Scripture. I hope we get another opportunity to really take a listen to Paul's text, his amazing letter, considered the first church order letter, or similar to the church order letters. I also hope we get to take that back out of this time where we have to move things along quickly and maybe ask God or converse with God to figure out what God may be saying to us personally through that text. Come, let us worship Christ with the virgins who followed him, like St. Maria Dercher. Our Father, we pray for God's grace to come upon us. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Come, let us worship Christ with the virgins who followed him. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Come, let us worship Christ with the virgins who followed him. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Come, let us worship Christ with the virgins who followed him. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's begin with a shortened form of the Divine Office. We're going to pray Psalm 132, Divine Promise to the House of David. With simplicity of heart, I have joyfully offered everything to you, my God. O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured. The oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the Strong One of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Strong One of Jacob. With simplicity of heart, I have joyfully offered everything to you, my God. At Ephraim, we heard of the ark. We found it at the plains of Urim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling. Let us go to kneel at his footstool. With simplicity of heart, I have joyfully offered everything to you, my God. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness. Your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointing. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. With simplicity of heart, I have joyfully offered everything to you, my God. The Lord swore an oath to David. I will not go back on his word. You will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, I will set upon your throne. If they keep my covenant in truth and my laws that I have taught them, their sons shall also rule on your throne from age to age. The Lord has sworn an oath to David. His kingdom will stand forever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever. Here I have chosen to live. The Lord has sworn an oath to David. His kingdom will stand forever. I will greatly bless her produce. I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. The Lord has sworn an oath to David, his kingdom will stand forever. There David's stock will flower. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Lord Jesus, you are the true and definitive David, and it is in your passion and your church that we find the fulfillment of God's kind of way of being faithful to the promise of David, even though David and his son, Solomon, blew it. All their sons blew this opportunity to reign on the throne of David. God restores it to them. And Jesus chooses to establish his kingdom through suffering by allowing himself to become defenseless, to be overwhelmed by death, so that he can, by his resurrection and ascension, open the gates of death in triumph. Stay with us on our pilgrimage, Lord. Free us from all evil by the power of your resurrection. Grant us to sing to you, to learn to praise you more and more in the company of the invisible cloud of witnesses that are the saints. Make us sing of your wonders forever in your Father's house. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, we pray for all of our intentions that are most pressing, and for us to walk in this purity like a holy virgin, just like the Holy Virgin, St. Maria Rose Dercher. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And before we prayerfully listen to the Word of God, the lesson from St. Paul's letter to Timothy, let's pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Help Holy Father Pope Leo to be filled with wisdom, righteousness, and zeal for you above all things. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. A reading from the first letter of the Apostle Paul to Timothy. A call to prayer is the caption the church has chosen. First of all, I urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be offered for all men, especially for kings and those in authority, that we may be able to lead an undisturbed and tranquil life, undisturbed and tranquil lives, in perfect piety and dignity. Prayer of this kind is good, and God our Savior is pleased with it, for he wants all men to be saved and to come to know the truth. And the truth is this: God is one. One also is the mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. This truth was attested at the fitting time. I have been made its herald and apostle. Believe me, I am not lying, but speak the truth, the teacher of the nations in the true faith. There is only one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus. He gave himself as a ransom for all. He had to become like his brothers in every way, so that he might show them compassion. He gave himself as a ransom for all. From the treatises on Cain and Abel by St. Ambrose, who will be preaching for us today, in the tradition of the church reading, or rather it's a scholarship, but anyway, offer God a sacrifice of praise and fulfill your vows to the Most High. If you praise God, you offer your vow and fulfill the promise you have made. So the Samaritan leper, healed by the word, by the Lord's word of command, gained greater credit than the other nine. He alone returned to Christ, praising God and giving thanks. Jesus said of him, there was no one to come back and thank God except this foreigner. He tells him, stand up and go on your way, for your faith has made you whole. The Lord Jesus, in his divine wisdom, taught you about the goodness of the Father, who knows how to give good things so that you might ask for the things that are good from goodness itself. He urges you to pray earnestly and frequently, not offering long and wearisome prayers, but praying often and with perseverance. Lengthy prayers are usually filled with empty words, while neglect of prayer results in indifference to prayer. Again, Christ urges you, when you ask forgiveness for yourself, to be especially generous to others, so that your actions may commend your prayer. The Apostle, too, teaches you how to pray. You must avoid anger and contentiousness, so that your prayer may be serene and wholesome. He tells you also that every place is a place of prayer. Though our Savior says, go into your room. But by room you must understand not a room enclosed by walls that imprison your body, but the room that is within you, the room where you hide your thoughts, where you keep your affections. This room of prayer is always with you, wherever you are, and it is always a secret room where only God can see you. You are told to pray especially for the people, that is, for the whole church, for all its members, the family of your mother, the church. The badge of membership in this body is love for each other. If you pray only for yourself, you pray for yourself alone. If each one prays for himself, he receives less from God's goodness than the one who prays on behalf of others. But if it is because he prays for all, but as it is because each prays for all are in fact praying for each one. To conclude, if you pray only for yourself, you will be praying, as we said, for yourself alone. But if you pray for all will pray for you. You will be included in all. In this way, there is a great recompense. Through the prayers of each individual, the intercession of the whole people is gained for one individual. Thank you, Lord. There is no pride, but an increase of humility and a richer harvest from prayer. Responsory prayer. Hear, O God, my cry for help. Listen to my prayer from the ends of the earth. I call to you. You, my God, have received my vows and given me the heritage of those who fear your name. From the ends of the earth I call to you. We also want to get the Magnificat and pray those intercessions that I missed yesterday. From the Sunday Mass recommendations in Magnificat. Actually, you know what? Let's do the Liturgy of the Word portion first before we do those intercessions, since that closes us out formally. Once again, here we are. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all is one of my favorite readings if I ever get to do an online or in-person Liturgy of the Word. Practicing mostly online. My brothers and sisters, let us take this moment to acknowledge our sins, so prepare ourselves to listen to God's word. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Looks like the church has picked out some long readings today. And I always have to check, because sometimes there's proper readings for the saint of the day and you don't want to get those confused, not realizing that you're not having two options. Doesn't look like Magnificat included two sets of readings here. But it's always good to double check. A reading from the beginning of the prophet Jonah. This is the word of the Lord that came to Jonah, son of Amittathiah. Set out for the great city of Nineveh and preach against it. Their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah made ready to flee to Tarshish, away from the Lord. He went down to Joppa, found a ship going to Tarshish, paid the fare, and went aboard to journey with them to Tarshish, away from the Lord. The Lord, however, hurled a violent wind upon the sea, and in the furious tempest that arose, the ship was on the point of breaking up. Then the mariners became frightened, and each one cried to his God to lighten the ship for themselves. They threw its cargo into the sea. Meanwhile, Jonah had gone down into the hold of the ship and lay there fast asleep. The captain came to him and said, "What are you doing? Rise up, call upon your God. Perhaps God will be mindful of us so that we may not perish." Then they said to one another, "Come, let us cast lots to find out on whose account we have met with this misfortune." So they cast lots and thus singled out Jonah. "Tell us," they said, "what is your business? Where do you come from? What is your country? And to what people do you belong?" Jonah answered them, "I am a Hebrew. I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Now the men were seized with such great fear and said to him, "How could you do such a thing?" They knew that he was fleeing from the Lord, because he had told them. They asked, "What shall we do with you, that the sea may quiet down for us?" For the sea was growing more and more turbulent. Jonah said to them, "Pick me up and throw me into the sea, that it may quiet down for you, since I know it is because of me that this violent storm has come upon you." Still the men rowed hard to regain the land, but they could not, for the sea grew ever more turbulent. Then they cried to the Lord, "We beseech you, O Lord, let us not perish for taking this man's life. Do not charge us with shedding innocent blood, for you, Lord, have done as you saw fit." Then they took Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea's raging abated. Struck with great fear of the Lord, the men offered sacrifice and made vows to him. But the Lord sent a large fish that swallowed Jonah, and Jonah remained in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. From the belly of the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. Then the Lord commanded the fish to spew Jonah upon the seashore. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Responsorial Psalm. You will rescue my life from the pit, O Lord. Out of my distress I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the midst of the netherworld I cried for help, and you heard my voice. You will rescue my life from the pit, O Lord. You cast me into the deep, into the heart of the sea, and the flood enveloped me. All your breakers and your billows passed over me. You will rescue my life from the pit, O Lord. Then I said, "I am banished from your sight, Yet I would again look upon your holy temple. You will rescue my life from the pit, O Lord. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. My prayer reached you in your holy temple. You will rescue my life from the pit, O Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. Alleluia, alleluia is our gospel acclamation, especially taken from the great commandment in John's gospel. The caption here is, Who is my neighbor? A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? He said in reply, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. He replied to him, You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live. But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back. Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim? He answered, The one who treated him with mercy. Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Let us profess our faith in the Apostles' Creed. I'm sorry, the Nicaea Constantinopolitan Creed. I think we already read our preaching reflection. Though there's another one in Magnificat specific to that Gospel. I think we're getting close to our time limit, so I'm just going to redo our minimum here. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things, visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the 3rd day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With prayer and thanksgiving, we make our petitions known to God the Father. For the Church in this month of mission, that the saving gospel of Jesus Christ would be proclaimed to all. That those who hold public office may imitate the goodness of God, who secures justice and the rights of all the oppressed. That during this Respect Life month, we may work fervently to advance the gospel of life. That our parishes grow in faith, hope, and love through deeper devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Holy Rosary. For blessings on all husbands and wives, and that the Lord strengthen marriages that are in trouble. For the grace this week to have greater faith in Jesus and an eagerness to serve Him. We pray that you will get healing, you will get help, you will get guidance. You're going to get a sense that, hope that, pray that we have a sense that God is walking right beside us in the mindful, visible events of daily life as we are mindful of God. Help us recognize these. Mindful of ourselves and everything. So we pray for all the intentions of our members of our online communities, and that we will find creativity in, as the first intercession says, finding ways to proclaim this gospel online. And if you can, in person, if you have that too. Lord, hear our prayers. Loving Father, let the peace of heaven that surpasses all understanding guard our hearts and minds. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. We're going to have the collect prayer, and that will bring our, let's gather all of our prayers, spoken and unspoken, into one in the Our Father. We'll do the collect prayer, and that will be the end. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Almighty, ever-living God, who in the abundance of your kindness surpass the merits and desires of those who entreat you, pour out your mercy upon us to pardon what conscience dreads, and to give what prayer does not dare to ask. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, ever and ever. Amen. I don't think I have the optional memorial prayer for St. Maria Rose Dircher. We also ask God to bless us with virginal integrity, simplicity, and mindfulness of his presence in her honor and through her intercession. Offer this partial or plenary indulgence for the half hour of time with the Word of God, for the soul in purgatory, for my part, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.